Hello.
Yes, this is Marquis Andre calling back with roadside assistance on a recorded line. I think we got disconnected earlier. So you do not have an out-of-pocket expense. I did just talk to that provider and they have all of the information from us, so you are fully covered. You will not have to pay anything out of pocket. And they did state, he said that you talked to the driver.
No, I never talked to any driver at all.
Okay, it was a he said it was a hiccup on their end. He said that the driver stated that he talked to you and he should be there in about 20 or 30 minutes.
No, ma'am. I never talked to any driver. I honestly, ma'am, I'm so confused, like, 'cause I think I've talked to like 10 different people in the last like 4 hours. So I don't
Yes,
really
sir.
know anymore. I don't really know
Okay.
anymore, but I'm just kind of still sitting here waiting. And my whole thing is I need to fix my truck. So I was just trying to kind of estimate how much I'm going to spend out of pocket, 'cause I know this type of work isn't cheap. So I was just trying to figure that all that out.
Yes, sir, I understand.
But
Well, he did say his job. I'm
there's another
sorry.
number on my card on that on our it's because it's me and my mother's. So if anything, you guys can talk to her because she'll probably know more about it than I will. All I need is just to get off the road because I've been here for quite a while now. I've been here since
Okay.
4:30.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, the driver is on his way. He should be there in about 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay,
And you
hopefully.
will not have to pay
I did
anything
get
at
a
all.
text. Okay, I did get a text saying, were you the one I talked to earlier about changing my drop-off location?
Yes. 'Cause see,
Okay,
that's
cool.
what
Thank
he
you. Okay,
said.
just
He
making
said
sure.
that's why it was a hiccup because you changed your location. So I
Okay, I
guess
mean,
it
okay.
reset for them. So that location was the 1772 Dimitri Way.
Yeah, but
Dimitri.
I ended up changing it again. I thought I talked to someone about changing it. Is this Mercury or is this a tow company?
This is roadside assistance for Mercury, yes. So you wanna change that location again?
Yeah, okay, so the tow truck driver. Okay, so I've talked to, I don't even know, but I talked to someone earlier and I want to change my location because the truck completely won't start now, so I need to get it to my drop-off location so I can get it looked at right away by my mechanic.
Okay, and what's the drop-off location?
Let me give you the address right now. It is 12620 Bosley Lane in Corona.
Bosley Lane, Corona. And that's the SoCal Sandbags.
Yeah, that's SoCal Sandbags.
Okay, yes, sir. I'm gonna make sure that the provider knows that this is a changed address, and they should be headed to get your vehicle right now.
And that address, it won't be covered anymore, huh?
Well, if you apparently the provider knew that you was changing your address. It's not changed on my end, but the provider knew you was changing it. So apparently it's already like you talked to the provider about changing it, so it's
Okay,
covered.
ma'am. I think the provider's calling me now, so is there any way I can call you back at that number?
Yes, you can call
Oh,
back
hold on.
at
I'm gonna
this
put you on
number.
hold real quick. I'm gonna put you on hold real quick.
Okay.
Okay. Hello? Hello, ma'am?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, sorry. I just got off the phone with another one of your people. They just called me back again.
Okay. All right, because, yeah, I see she's the one that's working on this ticket for you right now. She did get that address changed for you. Since you, yeah, you, with you calling back so many times, you're getting a different agent every time. So there's, like, three or four
okay,
of
yeah,
working
sorry,
because
I don't really know what number keeps calling me, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that.
It's fine. You're fine. So she is going to, she's working on it now. She's, I'm pretty sure she's going to set it back up with the same provider, but you should be receiving another text message since she just changed that, that destination for you. You should be receiving another text message with that provider's name, phone number, and time of arrival.
Okay. And then does, so yeah, she was saying that that you guys pay them, so mm-hmm. Do you guys have a quote for me on how much it is now, because it's a little bit further, so I just want to know how much I'm paying.
If it's
or is
more
it fully
than 15
covered?
Miles, if it's further than 15 miles, then she will give you a
it's
call
26.
Back before 26. Okay, yeah, so you will be having an out-of-pocket expense, and she'll call you back before she accepts the tow. So before she sends someone out there, she'll let you know that out-of-pocket expense to see if you want to accept it or not. So she'll give you a call. She'll definitely give you a call back.
The same lady I just got off the phone with?
Yes.
Okay. And so does anyone know how long they're going to until they're here?
No, because now that it's a longer ETA, the miles are longer. She has to reach out to another provider. That same provider might still accept it, and it could still be 20 to 30
because
minutes,
my drive
but we
is,
don't know.
Okay, because my drive's a little farther, my
yes.
destination, or because I'm still at the same spot,
mm-hmm.
but so because my destination is farther, they might not accept it?
Yes. But they
okay.
they may still accept it. You will never know until she calls you back.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. I hope I helped you the best way I could.
Yeah, you did. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great day.